From Tidbits on August 19th, 2013, this is Yojimbo 4.0 Ad Syncing, but not via iCloud. Written by Adam Sangst. Here's a brief recap for those who haven't followed the saga of Yojimbo, the information organizer from Barebone Software. In the first version of Yojimbo, there was .Mac-based syncing, so you could access the same set of Yojimbo-stored items on any of your Macs. That feature evolved with the move from .Mac to MobileMe through Yojimbo 2.0 and into 3.0. But when Apple turned MobileMe off in June 2012, Yojimbo's syncing was similarly disabled. But iCloud replaced MobileMe, you say? You need to be right. Unfortunately, syncing application data in iCloud has been unreliable since the beginning, and while Apple continues to work on the system, Barebones was never able to make it sufficiently functional. Rich Siegel of Barebones even wrote a lengthy explanation of the problems. So that's where Yojimbo users have been stuck for the last year. But the good news is that Mac-to-Mac syncing has now returned to Yojimbo 4.0, though not through iCloud. Instead, Barebones chose to partner with Wasabi Worldwide Heavy Industries, whose Wasabi Sync service offers a highly reliable syncing solution for core data-based apps. The bad news related to that decision? Syncing is now an optional feature in Yojimbo 4.0, and, after the first 30 days, will cost $2.99 per month due to the ongoing costs of running the sync services. More on prices in a bit. The subscription, which you sign up for within the app, bills automatically to your credit card each month. If your credit card expires or if its number changes, you'll be alerted via email and will have a month to resolve the problem. And, of course, if you discover that you're not using the syncing, you can cancel the subscription and Yojimbo will simply stop synchronizing your data and remove it from the server. You won't lose anything, and you always maintain ownership of your data. Apart from the new syncing capabilities, there are a few new features in Yojimbo 4.0. Most of the work took place under the hood in terms of re-architecting the app to replace MobileMe syncing with Wasabi Sync. In the process, Barebones added full-screen support and retina-savvy graphics, along with some bug fixes. Bear in mind that once you upgrade to Yojimbo 4.0, you can't go back without restoring data from a backup, which the app will make before converting to the new format. As a result, if you're a happy Yojimbo 3 user and don't want syncing, there isn't much reason to upgrade right now. That's especially true for using a PowerPC-based Mac. Due to the new code, Yojimbo 4.0 now requires OS 10 10.8.2 or later, and thus won't run on those older Macs. It's unknown as yet how Yojimbo 3 will work in your OS 10 10.9 Mavericks, but if there are issues, that might be a reason to upgrade, since Barebones will ensure that Yojimbo 4 is completely compatible with Mavericks once Apple releases it. Back to the costs. Aware that the $2.99 per month subscription does increase the overall cost of Yojimbo, Barebones has dropped the list price from $39 to $30, and a 5-user family pack costs $60. Upgrades are free for anyone who purchased on or after June 14, 2013, and for those coming from any earlier version of Yojimbo, upgrades cost $20. This is the first paid upgrade since Yojimbo 2.0 came out nearly 4 years ago, since the jump from Yojimbo 2 to 3 was free. Because of the syncing subscription, Yojimbo 4.0 is not currently sold in the Mac App Store. Apple doesn't allow such independent approaches, but those who previously purchased from the Mac App Store can still upgrade directly from Barebones. The optional subscription for syncing will no doubt engender much discussion, since it's an unusual move for consumer-level software, and does result in an overall cost of ownership that is higher than the previous list price. But there is an actual cost to providing an ongoing service, and by making syncing optional, Barebones is passing those costs on only to those who use the service. In essence, they're saying, syncing is the product, not you. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Transporter. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and curious what you think of the paid subscription for syncing idea.